The new forest plan proposes a 16-year transition from logging old-growth trees to younger, smaller trees on the 17-million-acre forest. The plan is similar to a zoning map for managing the national forest. At a recent meeting of the commission that looks at zoning in Petersburg, Joe Sebastian of Kuprinoff spoke against the plan, calling the whole thing indigestible.
There was no science in this plan, and that's what kind of makes it so damnable, because or communities weren't represented.
Sebastian wasn't alone. Commission members also had problems with it. While the federal plan is supposed to create sustainability in the forest, the planning members didn't see it that way.
We're looking at a situation where the whole management plan is flawed.
That's Commission Chair Chris Fry, who owns a sawmill on Mitkoff Island. He said the plan's proposed shorter harvest cycle is the wrong way to go.
I think it's going to create just a poor environment out there. It's not going to work for mills. You're not going to. The only thing you can do with short harvest cycle on spruce and hemlock is produce 2x4s and framing lumber. And the problem with that is that we've got to pay the shipping cost to get them to market from here. And you're not going to be able to compete with all the timber that's down south.
But Fry does believe there is potential economic benefit for logging in the Tongass by going to a longer harvest cycle.
It would produce a higher quality product, which could be marketed for a higher dollar value. We can harvest less timber and have the same amount of dollars come in.
Fry said the timber should be processed in Southeast and should focus on shipping out a more finished product. He said that's more viable for small mill operations. Commission member Dave Kensinger also didn't think exporting young growth trees was a good business idea.
I don't think it's a good use of the resource at this point in the history of the Tongass to be canning logs and the shipping logs in the round for export.
Kensinger brought up past local timber sales that he didn't think went well.
We're trying to protect the island so that there is enough timber here on the island that you can support the local milling industry. And my concern is, like with their past plan for the past timber sale that they had proposed for Mitkoff, is most of that timber was, you know, wasn't set up for small mills. It wasn't, you know, really wasn't a small timber sale. And
well, they started out as a small timber sale,
right,
and then they added all those helicopter units in it.
Right.
Besides the issue of moving to a young growth industry, the commission had issues with other specific details in the plan. Whether it was exporting hydropower or drinking water, Burke wanted the plan to benefit the region the most.
Southeast community should have higher precedence than everyone else. I mean, like, we're the ones that have to live with the impacts.
Whatever they do should be benefiting our community if we're living with the impacts.
Yeah, we should have a higher priority than...
Mm-hmm.
than.
Mm-hmm. Correct. I agree.
The Planning Commission will compile its comments and send them into the Tongass Land Management Plan. Members also plan to present them to the Borough Assembly at their next meeting, February 22nd.
I just sum it up in one word, sustainability.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how we manage our fish resources.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that's the whole idea. While I was thinking through this, you know, you're going on a short harvest cycle. You're harvesting at minimum size, you know, where it's just big enough. And it's not going to produce a high-quality product. It's like not letting the crabs mature to full size before you go out and harvest them. It doesn't make sense.
And when you have a substandard product, then the industry is going to tank because it can't.
Right.
February 22nd is also the deadline for the public to comment on the new plan for the Tongass. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.